Message number 1062. The world will bow, kneel on both knees and idolize the beast. Friday, February 28, 2014 at 21:42. My dearly beloved daughter, I give to my remnant army and all those who never deviate from my holy word authority over nations when the apostasy blinds all in the name of unification. You will be given great favors, great graces, and the power to lead the faithful, the weak, and those who become lost in a barren desert. You will become the true spirit, the only remaining remnant of the Spirit of the Lord in a church which will be bereft of my holy presence. My presence will reside only in those who will be given the authority to dictate the word of God and lead thirsty souls to the fountain of life. When the false messengers who say they are receiving words and direction from heaven arise, soon they will become like princes on the throne which will soon be unveiled in the new temple of abomination. This new ruling center will be adorned with its own devoted servants, fortune tellers, and those who are filled with the spirit of darkness, all of whom will fawn over the Antichrist. The world will bow, kneel on both knees and idolize the beast. Not one ounce of pure love will remain in their hearts, but know this. When you cut your right arm off from God, you will with your left hand shake hands with the beast, who will pull you and engulf you into his wicked grip. When you open your soul to the evil one, he will enter it and he will never give you a moment of peace. Because of your free will, you will try to fight him, but you will not be strong enough. On will forge my remnant, fearless and marked with the light of my face, as they gather millions from the four corners of the earth to bring them the truth. They will preach the gospels, proclaim my word, and never deviate from the truth. They will be scorned, mocked, persecuted, betrayed even by those closest to them, and yet they will never take their eyes off me. The world will not welcome the truth when it has been indoctrinated with false piety, and the gratification it will feel, because by that stage sin will be denied in all its forms. In any war there can only be one victor. When man fights against God, he will always fail. When he sides with the deceiver, he will be cast out and never see the light of my face. Pray, my beloved remnant, for those who will be fooled by the Antichrist. I desire that these souls are brought under my protection. They will not seek me out, but through your prayers my Father will intercede so that they can come under my great mercy. Your Jesus.